Imagine hundreds of protesters against police brutality damaging police cars and setting fire to trees in front of a courthouse. You may think this is from today's headlines, but this happened over 50 years ago in Pasco. WSU archivist and oral historian at the Hanford History Project, Robert Franklin, explains what led to that moment in today's Past Its Prologue, an occasional series from NWPB in cooperation with WSU's History Department.
In the summer of 1943, thousands of temporary African-American workers were recruited by the DuPont Company to build the secretive plutonium works. After the war, the expansion of Hanford and the construction of many dams on the Snake and Columbia Rivers again drew thousands more African-Americans to the Tri-Cities. By 1950, 2,000 African-Americans were confined to segregated East Pasco, literally across the tracks, and connected to Pasco only by a dark underpass. Few lived in the new atomic community of Richland, and none in Lily White Kennewick, a fact that Kennewick city leaders and police at the time were proud of. In 1963, Kennewick was dubbed the Birmingham of Washington, alluding to the housing and employment discrimination practiced there. Although, as one local pastor noted, people are saying that Kennewick is worse than Birmingham, for Negroes can live in Birmingham. Most protests in the Tri-Cities were peaceful, but in 1969, a protest in Pasco against police violence and intimidation against black residents turned violent, and protesters, many with weapons, damaged police cars and burned the trees in front of the Franklin County Courthouse. Local civil rights leader James Pruitt saw that he needed to defuse the situation before it turned deadly. Pruitt recalled,
"And I got on the wishing well, and I cried like a baby, because I seen what was going to happen. If those kids had to pull up them guns out there and start shooting at them police, they were going to destroy them. And these was all white kids. I promised them, if they would just think about it, I said, as long as there's blood in this body, I will never let this happen again in this town."
Shortly after, Pruitt became the first black employee of Pasco, working in the Police and Community Relations Department. In the upheaval currently roiling our nation, it's important to understand the successes and failures of the civil rights movement in the Pacific Northwest. While there were gains like the desegregation of schools through busing, expansion of job opportunities, fair housing ordinances, the first of which was in Kennewick, and redevelopment of the East Pasco neighborhood, many of the injustices and inequalities were not addressed. Black employees at Hanford continued to report instances of racial discrimination. The urban renewal of East Pasco dispersed the black community, and an influx of Latino migrants joined the black community in older areas of the Tri-Cities, triggering white flight. We see these persistent inequalities reflected in the economic disparities by race in our communities and in the emergence of the Black Lives Matter movement and the recent protests over the killing of unarmed black citizens by our police forces. Clearly, the work of the civil rights era is still present and immediate today.
That's Robert Franklin for Past Is Prologue. Franklin is an archivist and oral historian at the Hanford History Project at WSU Tri-Cities. The project has over 200 oral history interviews preserving the Manhattan Project and Cold War history of the Hanford nuclear site, recently with African-American workers and residents of the Tri-Cities. For more, visit nwpb.org.